SQL Server is one of the most popular SQL databases or relational databases in the world. It's used in tons of big organizations, and a lot of them are hosting SQL Server on Windows servers. Now, here's the thing, SQL Server itself can actually run on Linux as well. So there's been a couple of implementations that came out years ago, which actually allows you to run SQL Server on Linux itself, or you can even run it via a Docker container as well. So that actually makes it pretty awesome, because you don't have to worry about getting licenses for a Windows server and then getting licensed for a SQL Server. You can install it onto your existing Linux server as well, and then just worry about the SQL Server licensing, which again is not cheap either. So yeah. But now here's the thing. A lot of people like using Mac, but can you run SQL Server on a Mac? Well, let's find out. If you're new here, I'm Kevin. I've been working in the data and software dev world for over 20 years. I love data, I love coding, and I love helping people to work better and smarter. So the first thing first, let's look at the different types of Macs. We used to have the Intel-based Macs, which was running on the Intel processors. And in recent years, Apple has actually switched from the Intel Mac into their own M-powered Macs. The first of which was the M1, and then they came out with the M1 Pro and then the M1 Max. At the current time, you're currently at the M3s, and these processors are super powerful. It's way more powerful than the Intel Macs used to be. I used to have an i9 16-inch MacBook Pro, and that thing used to get so hot. I could never keep it on my lap. It used to burn, like really used to burn my legs. And it was super loud. It was like switching on a vacuum every time that thing was switched on. And I'm just talking about opening up Excel. Excel would really make that thing overheat. So once you switch over to the M-powered one, it's been such a breeze. You barely ever hear the fan. It's super powerful. It's super fast. The battery power is insane. This thing just lasts forever. Now, being a data dev, I use SQL Server a lot. But when I tried to install SQL Server on the M-powered MacBooks, I had a bit of a problem. Now, first thing first, SQL Server could never run on Mac natively. You had to run it through a VM. So I always used to install Parallels. And Parallels is a VM much like VMware, which allows you to install Windows onto your machine. And so I would install Parallels on the Intel powered ones, install SQL Server, and everything ran perfectly fine like a normal Windows machine. On the M-powered ones, unfortunately, when I got the machine, I found out that I can't actually install SQL Server on there. SQL Server only runs on x86. There is no ARM implementation for it at all. So this was a bit of a problem. One thing I did see though is that SQL Server Management Studio does install on the M-powered Macs, also via Parallels. So you can see that SQL Server Management Studio is working perfectly fine. However, the actual engine itself doesn't work. So that means that you have a bit of a problem, which means if you actually want to install the engine, you need to install onto a different machine. So that's either on a server or a different laptop or desktop that you have lying around, but it's not going to install on your Mac. There are a couple of channels and websites who say, oh, this is how you can install SQL Server on your Mac. You cannot. Every single one of those will show you that. They will show you how to install SQL Edge. That is not the same as SQL Server. Okay, let me say this again. SQL Edge is not SQL Server. It's completely different. It has way less features than SQL Server. So please do not get confused with what they're saying to you. It's completely different. Okay, so this is obviously something that you need to keep in mind when you are switching over from an Intel machine onto a Mac. Do you need SQL Server to run on your machine? If yes, then it's going to be a bit of a problem. If you have a server that you can host it on, whether it's a Linux based server or, like I said, a desktop or laptop somewhere else, then no problem. This is something that I wasn't considering when I first switched over, and yeah, I did have a bit of a problem with me. Everything else worked fine except SQL Server. I don't know why they don't create an ARM version, but they just don't. And you need to just keep that in mind. Also, Management Studio only runs in the VM, which means every time you want to use Management Studio, you need to open up the VM, which uses more battery power, so you need to obviously keep that in mind. But another alternative is using a different IDE. Now, people who are SQL Server devs love Management Studio, but they also hate Management Studio. They complain about it all the time, but tell them about the new IDE and they will complain and fight, and they will try to stick to Management Studio as much as they can. I think it's a bit of a trauma response, but that's just how it is, unfortunately. So if you are on the Mac or in Windows and you're looking for something different, there are other options. Data Grip is quite good. I've used it a couple of times, and that's actually from JetBrains, and they make amazing tools like Rider, for example, which I think is probably the best C# IDE out there. Some people would say Visual Studio, but you know, it's a toss-up either one. Rider's just a bit more performant as far as I'm concerned. Then you also get Azure Data Studio, which is actually surprisingly good. So I use that on the Mac so that I don't have to open up the VM, and I connect to SQL Server on a different server, and I connect to Azure as well. It's quite cool because you can actually spin up some Azure resources as well from the IDE, so it's actually very cool, and it's very lightweight and fast, so, and very performant. So I actually do like using it, and I use it quite a lot on the Mac. So those are some of the IDEs that I like. I like DataGrip, I like Azure Data Studio, and hopefully you like this video. So click on that like button over there, and remember to subscribe and click on the bell notification so that you're updated and notified of when new videos are added. And that's really the end of this video. I just wanted to clear up some of the misconceptions that people have, because there are a lot of people going around giving false information about, oh, you can run SQL Server on the Mac. You can't. Please get over it. If you need to run it on the Mac, you cannot. Go get a different machine, or just don't get a Mac. I love Mac, so I'll stick with it, and I made another plan. But please do not get fooled by the nonsense that people are talking out there. Okay, so that's all from me. Remember to click on the like, subscribe, and bell notification so that you are notified of new videos. Well, that's all from me. I'll catch you next time. See ya.